Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, by the way, tomorrow, come on out, a little thirsty Thursday, week four. Come make some bad decisions on a good Thursday. We got prizes. We've got things that you can win. You know the drive doesn't come empty-handed. We will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in spring, 6825 Grand Parkway, West Spring, Texas. That is where we will be tomorrow. Come on out. Hang out with us 2 to 6. Shout out to our good friends at Bud Light. Bud Light girls will be there and around and hooking you up with some things as well, drinks and things of that nature. Not don't get everybody start coming out here thinking anything nasty. Buffalo Wild Wings as well. But again, we'll be in Spring of Grand Parkway. Come on out and hang out with us tomorrow. Get you some good food, some drinks, win some prizes. We'll be doing our thing out there. Remember, I guess, is that what we're doing, Tyler? Clint's got the best bets. Is that what we're going to do?
I wasn't sure. I put some together.
Ooh. Did you?
Nah, you know what? Not F that. I'm going with my board tonight. We can come up with a plan if we want for tomorrow.
That's
moving
right.
Forward.
Deserves, best bets deserves that.
It deserves that. And I'll say this. If you...
Deserve some winners. Damn it.
Come on, baby. Get in the green now. I promise you this. If you're not in the green, I'm gonna put money the next time on best bets.
Oh, I like that. I like that
I believe in you. If you're not in the green tomorrow, I'm gonna put money on something on the next best bet.
Damn, that almost makes me want to lose. Just kidding.
Okay,
just kidding.
You can't
nah,
do that
I'm kidding. You know,
already
you know me.
You
don't, that ain't true.
Them.
But that will be a nice silver lining if it happens.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it will. It will be. All right. So that's coming up here in just a bit. Nick Caserio, he will join Texans All Access coming up behind us. That ought to be one to listen to after, obviously, he was involved in the move with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We heard from D'Amico earlier today. We will hear from the general manager on Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, the voice, and John Harris. They will have that for you coming up right behind us. Area 45, 8 to midnight. Sean Bajani, Patrick Great, Chris Santiago. They will take you up to first pitch and also talk about that post-game show. And if the Astros season is still alive, they've got to win tonight. Hunter is on the mound. They have to win this game tonight. All right, Clint, you touched it briefly yesterday. And I think this is something that, you know, I think maybe the biggest positive from the game, and yes, it was frustrating as hell, right? But, Clint, I think we can get to a space, right, where we can feel better and more comfortable that the thing that scared the living daylights out of Texans fans coming out of the Monday night game was that, okay, so can teams just run it all over us? Like, good God. They just rushed for 169 yards, and this is not a team known to just get up and move people the way they did, right? They may get some big chunks in the run game, but as you said, man, it was a lot of 6 and 8 and 5 and just running it through. And they were facing, going into week 3, the number one rushing team in football. That's what Jacksonville was. In this game, Jacksonville's offense sputtered a lot because they couldn't get the run game going the way they had all season. 24 rushes for 86 yards. I think we can take a deep breath, Clint. And I think that's the biggest positive. They cleaned up the run defense issues they had in that game.
Yeah, that was big. I mean, I think when you go 30 rushes for 169 yards by Tampa Bay and not necessarily a power run team, then you got, you know, it piques your interest a bit. I mean, you hope that's not an issue. And the kind of interior D-line rotation by committee kind of deal, no big figure in there. You wonder if somebody's finally figured something out. And yeah. And which I look, I obviously acknowledge the problem, but I didn't. The one thing I don't worry about, I don't worry about D'Amico Ryans plugging holes and figuring things out on the defensive side of the football. Injuries in the secondary, he's got ways to still put an elite product on the field. Not the biggest presence on the interior defensive line. You have one rough game. I think he's got answers to fill it, and he damn sure did. Now, I think one difference was Tommy Togai was in there, and he looked pretty good. So
yeah, maybe expect maybe he's going to start being active. Yeah, yeah. These games. No, that was because Clint. They can't be a group that just gives up the run like that, because it just then obviously takes away what their biggest strength is, right? If you go into a game and you know you can run the football, that is just naturally going to slow down your pass rush. That is going to make your rushers have to think, right? And obviously, like it did with the Bucks, it takes you out of third and long, right? And we saw that. The Jags were in third and long, you know, much more, and they could pin their ears back and rush the passer and give him problems, right? And so that is a big thing, because if that was a big chink in the armor where you could just give up run,
yeah.
Baltimore is coming. All of these other teams, it just changes the way this defense goes. And Clint, it didn't seem like to me, and I know you watched the film, it didn't seem like to me that they had to send a lot of extra to come up to stop the run. It looked like they were just able to do it in their
yeah, look, I just think they got broadsided. I think they got blindsided by a scheme that they couldn't really figure out. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're getting put in the lap of the linebackers with a different scheme. And I think they just got kept off balance by Tampa Bay. Yeah. But again, I think D'Amico's the best in the business when it comes to overcoming injuries and disguising to make sure guys can't be targeted, and then in this instance, you know, responding to something that in somebody that had your number for four quarters, and I just trust D'Amico as much as I do anybody on the defensive side of the football to get those things fixed, and he proved that to be true.
Yeah, so good to see that rolling through. Somebody texted and said you're going to be saying that until they get their asses kicked by Baltimore. Listen, I ain't going to lie to you now, Baltimore. Go check and see what they've been doing running the football lately. They've had back-to-back weeks where they've been under 100 yards with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, which is odd. He had 23 rushing yards against Cleveland.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry did?
Derrick Henry. He had 50 against the Lions. So I'm not saying. I know they've been able to put it on you in the past, but they can continue to play solid. They should be fine. Again, come out with us tomorrow, Buffalo Wild Wings, Thursday in Spring of Grand Parkway. Come make your way and join us as we'll be there from 2 to 6. Shout out to Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings as well. All right, here we go. This is a big one. Tyler is he's in the red. Not a lot of offers, but he's 4 of 10 this week. Trying to get in the green, and he's trying to get in the green for the first time this week. Let's get him. Let's get T Mills' best bets.
Come yes, sir. I got five more. I ain't no quitter. At least not yet. If it goes bad tonight, it might be tomorrow.
You flinched on the quitting. Let's just be honest. You thought about it.
No. Well, I wasn't sure what our plan was, so I put a board together and I was stressing myself out. So I felt like I should give this board because I was stressing myself out. Put it together. But I got five more. All it's going to take is a five for five night, and we're right back in it for the week. That's all it's going to take. We've done it before. Here they are, very quickly. If you miss any, head to @TMillRealDeal on Twitter. First, Mets at Cubs over 3.5.
It's a huge series for the Mets.
over 3.5 runs in the first five innings of that one for the Cubbies and the Mets. In that same ball game, I am on the Cubs money line. It's almost even odds. I got Chicago beating the Mets tonight. I got the Dodgers minus a run and a half. That hook in there, run and a half for the Dodgers. They will be at the Diamondbacks. Dodgers minus 1.5. And then the last two are two overs for you. Rays at Orioles tonight. I'm on over 8 runs in that one. And then that low number I usually really like for an over. Marlins at Phillies over 7.5 runs in that one. Score 8, win some money. Those are your 5 best bets. For the love of God!
Yeah, boy, I ain't got
let's get some winner!
I ain't got a lot of Rays Orioles in me. I ain't seen a lot of the Rays in the Orioles.
That's a busy board, man.
It is. I love it. I love it. Marlins, Phillies. Are the Phillies still playing their guys?
I checked on that, and from what I could tell from some of the beat people, yeah. But
no, yeah. Astros?
No, you got to take a break, man. I'm surprised you didn't go for 100 strikeouts.
Nope. Didn't even look at them.
Hunter might really empty the clip.
I did not open the Astros game portal on my betting site. I don't want to even look at it. I just need a win tonight. Just give me a damn win, man. That's all I need.
Dang, Clint. You need five of them. He didn't even open it.
You need 5 of them, Bob.
Now, he needs more than 5. Let's just be honest. Let's put this out on the table. Tyler needs the Astros to win 3 more games.
Badly.
I forgot about that. That is a substantial wager.
This is what are we talking here? Just ballpark us.
It's 3 figures and it doesn't start with a 1.
There you go. We'll make you some money. We'll get there.
Come on now.
We'll get there.
I think they will.
We got to get Hunter tonight. Hunter Brown tonight.
We'll get there tonight.
If not, tomorrow, if they don't win this game, we got to pour it out.
Oh, I believe you are correct.
I smell a little boys demand coming.
Look, we got a Walker bomb and we got a Diaz bomb. Can those two go deep tonight? They're both healthy? Both all right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Walker and Diaz, yeah. Who knows what Joe wants to do? Yeah, Joe don't even have enough healthy players to just swing and switch his lineup up and down the way he wants. Yeah. They lose tonight. We got a little boys to men. We may have reached the end of the road and not even going to think about it. Get a W tonight and stay alive. Stay alive. And hopefully the Cleveland Guardians can continue to win over the Tigers. You could be tied with a win and the Tigers lost tied in the final wild card spot. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Cecil Shorts III, Brandon Scott, D'Amico Ryans, who was on the show sort of today, CJ Stroud, who was on the show kind of today. We appreciate hearing from all of them. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
Then I look at you. All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.